Right, we're getting ourselves ready for game week 26 in fantasy football. As always, to look at this, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Now, as we go through today, we're going to be looking at an inconvenience as being caused by my team, Huddersfield Town. I'm liking the fact that Town are in that Premier League manager's thoughts. More on that soon. First, to aside, as we carry on our alphabetical look through the Premier League, we've actually reached Southampton, who this time around, Joe, actually aren't in Premier League action. They've got a cup game on Sunday.
No, they're not. So, I mean, yeah, in fact, fixture-wise, they're ones to kind of hold this thought. So think about them and then get prepared to start drafting their players in. But for the moment, we've got a bit of leeway, so that's quite good. That's because of cup commitments. So they're in the League Cup final, so they're not playing this weekend. Then, in game week 27, they have a trip to Watford. Then they have another blank again because their opponents in game week 28, Manchester United, are still involved in the cup, in the FA Cup, that is. So they're only playing once in the next three, so that's not great. Then they have a trickier game with Tottenham. Then from game week 30, it starts to get a bit better for them. So they've got Bournemouth and Palace at home, West Brom away. That's great. So they've got a great run of fixtures then to start thinking about them. Also, they're going to have two double game weeks, so they're missing two fixtures, so they've got to be rearranged. They're going to be put into game weeks where they've already playing another time, so they'll be playing twice. And if they're playing twice, that means they're definitely worth considering. So kind of hold that thought. So which players to kind of keep an eye out on when you're watching the League Cup final, perhaps? Gabby Adini, he's looking like he is the real deal. We mentioned him a couple of weeks ago. I said kind of wait and see. Well, I've had a look, and yes, he's looking pretty good. So over the last four, as well as the goals that he's been racking up for Southampton, over the last four, he's had 10 shots in the box, and he's actually only started two games, and he's had four on target. So he's absolutely the best, most accurate, and most dangerous-looking attacking player in Southampton's ranks. And he's barely played, really, as well. So Ward-Prowse, he's another to consider, slightly cheaper. He's had five shots on target, and that's actually the most in the last four. So he's kind of, you know, just a bit more accurate, really, than Gabby Adini. But he's only started three of the last four, so that's to do with rotation as well. So Gabby Adini's only started two because he's new. But Ward-Prowse, a bit of rotation there. And then other players to consider, Cedric in defence. He's actually the top creator, creating the most chances over the last four. And then Bertrand as well. He's just one behind Cedric there. So a lot of their creative play is coming from these cheaper defenders and fullbacks in particular. That's good. And another player to consider, if you think Southampton are going to get some penalties, is Tadic, because he's number one penalty taker.
You mentioned about just where, you know, they may and may not have fixtures. That now seems to be a theme. And you and I, we were chatting before we started with this update, and it looks as though Huddersfield Town, who the fans are starting to dream that maybe next season they could have to be thought about by more Fantasy Premier League managers. For this season, though, the fact that they dared with their FA Cup team to draw 0-0 with Man City has actually thrown quite a lot of things completely up in the air, Joe.
It has, yeah. So, I mean, it's a really inconvenient time. So, basically, this is what the situation is. It's Manchester City. They've got a replay with Huddersfield. If they beat Huddersfield, which many people outside of Huddersfield think they will, that will mean that Manchester City's game against Stoke will move from game week 28 to game week 27. They already play Sunderland away then, so that would mean that game week 27, they have a double game week. And these are very good fixtures for fantasy managers. Quite simply, your player plays twice. Well, you hope they do, unless they get rotated. So they're going to be playing twice. So immediately, they're going to be a good player to own. So we need to be starting to think in game week 27 about trying to get some Man City and some Stoke players in, because Stoke play twice as well. So they've got this City game. They're also playing Middlesbrough at home. So their first game is pretty good. So City away, a bit tricky. Nevertheless, double game week players can they've got the kind of two bites of the cherry, as it were. So we need to start thinking about that. So, but don't quite do it yet in case Huddersfield beat Manchester City. So if Huddersfield beat Manchester City, forget everything I've just said. It's as you were. The other problem with this is we have to plan potentially quickly getting Manchester City and Stoke players in, with obviously only one free transfer a week. So if you've got a second wild card, that could be a time to use it. But you also got options like triple captaincy chip as well, or bench boost as well, triple captaincy in particular. So you've got players like Aguero. So now Jesus is injured. Aguero definitely should be back in the frame to start. And we've got Raheem Sterling as well. Now, he's actually delivered attacking returns in 8 of his last 10 fixtures. So if you're thinking about using your triple captaincy chip, these are players that you could actually be considering doing that with. Another problem as well with this Man City fixture, they come in the midst of all of these blank fixtures. So as I've said, Southampton are already missing game week 26. That's also, they're also missing is Arsenal, who they're meant to be playing in the league, Manchester United, who's in the League Cup final, and Manchester City. So Manchester City aren't playing this weekend in game week 26. You want to stock up for them in game week 27 if you don't have any faith in Huddersfield. And then in game week 28, they miss a fixture again because there's more blanks because of the FA Cup. All very confusing. What you need to do is you need to focus on your own team. Have a look at your team, have a look at your players, and have a look at the fixture list. Have a look. How many players can you get out onto the pitch in game week 26? How many City and Stoke players have you already got or are you considering getting? And then in game week 28, how many players can you field there? It's impossible for me. There's so many different permutations with each team, but they're the basics you need to look at. It's just look at the fixture list and look at your team and start adding up your players and start thinking about Manchester City in game week 27.
Yeah, and there are definitely those who do have the faith that Huddersfield could get past Man City in that replay. But yeah, lots to think about. And as you say, it's about keeping your eye on exactly what happens. And if you still have bench boost and triple captaincy available, utilise those as you can. To this game week specifically, though, because there's been a lot with the way that everything's just panned out of looking to the future. Now, though, game week 26, the one that is underway this weekend, who are you identifying? I know recently you've been identifying Everton players a lot, and you've done well with that.
Well, I'm going to go for Everton again. The reason is they last time I recommended Everton, they had a home game against Bournemouth, and Romelu Lukaku scored 4 goals, and they were absolutely sensational. Well, they've got another easy home game as well against Sunderland. So, as I said, Romelu Lukaku is definitely, if you've got him, I would probably think about captaining him. Because Sunderland are pretty poor at the moment. So they've just got 1 clean sheet on the road so far, and they've conceded 11 in their last 6 league matches. So I think Lukaku looks good. And obviously players like, if you're looking for a new defender, Coleman or Baines look good. And if you're looking for a midfielder, Barkley as well. The other good thing about Everton, going back to those blank fixtures again, is they and their prospective opponent, game week 28, are not involved in the FA Cup. So that means that they have a fixture in game week 28. So if you haven't got Lukaku, if you get Lukaku in now, you can play him for this very easy Sunderland game, and then you've got game week 27 and game week 28. He plays all 3, which is great. The other player I consider is Chelsea. Chelsea have now Chelsea will be missing game week 28, so but they do play this week, and they have a great home game against Swansea. Now, Swansea have been improving, but Diego Costa absolutely loves to score against Swansea. He's actually scored 7 goals against them, and I believe that's over just 4 Premier League games. And the only time he's got a brace in the league this season was game week 4, and guess the opponents? Yep, that's right, Swansea. So Costa looks another great captaincy shout this week, I think.
If you want some more tips for your team, head to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. And if you're on Twitter, well worth giving a follow to @FFScout. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.